is Dr. Curtis Lavoie, and my topic today is what emergency physicians can do for planet wellness. Well, basically, do what you do best. Heal. Heal yourselves, heal your patients, heal the planet. It's all part and parcel. Okay, corny, I know, but let me explain. We, as a society of humans, are making choices, bad choices, choices that are polluting the planet and that are making our lives difficult. No one is taking meaningful action. It's like we are 100 sailors on a boat floating on a wide ocean, and the boat is leaking, and almost everyone is looking the other way. Sure, we're all busy in our own way, holding the steering wheel, and raising the masts, and cooking the food, scrubbing the deck, all important ship stuff. But the leak is big, and there's really only one sailor doing anything about it. And now he's jumping up and down and yelling, "Help! We need help down here!" What is difficult to understand is why no one is doing anything about it. Well, at least 50 of us agree there's a leak, but we are hard-pressed to leave our post. And the other 50 refuse to believe there's any leak at all. They won't even look and see for themselves. That means like 99% or more or less doing business as usual. And the boat is continuing to leak. That is the climate crisis in a nutshell. Our job as doctors is threefold. Be well ourselves, meaning make the best choices we can. Second, heal the collective delusions. And lastly, work on the boat. Heck, we could use a captain too. So first, let's be clear. The Earth is a boat. A crazy, wonderful, beautiful boat with everything we need to have fabulous lives. And we are floating in a dead vacuum that would gladly suffocate us should we sink the boat. And there's no Gilligan's Islands. The nearest galaxy, Alpha Centauri, is 4 light years away, which would take about 70,000 years in our fastest spaceship. This is not a feasible escape plan. Second, the people on this ship really are deluded. Maybe that's a strong word, but please bear with me. We all have delusions, ideas that we hold on to that don't serve us well, or are plain wrong. And the antidote is meditation, or at least in part. From early in our childhood, we learn things. Some things our parents tell us. Many things we derive from our experiences. Some of these ideas we hold on to very strongly and they serve us well. Things like the law of gravity and the beauty of a sunrise. But other things, and each of us has a different set, well, they don't serve us well. They are wrong and they contribute to our stress. They are wrong often because we are just trying to make sense of our experiences and the interpretations can be way off. Especially if we are young, such is the case for early events like, well, when your mother screams when she sees a mouse. Mice become evil beings to be feared. And more significant childhood trauma can have even worse effects. But other ideas we believe because we are told them by people with power. And sometimes we really want to believe them because it makes us feel good about ourselves. We are vulnerable. As we continue to try to make sense of the world, we are constantly, and for the most part subconsciously, evaluating and judging what is going on around us and trying to make the best decisions we can. That is where false ideas cause us problems. We make mistakes. And right now, we are all making a mistake on climate change. So what can we do? First, heal yourself. Look deep into your own subconscious. It's not easy. Ask yourself, what are the most important things in the world for me right now? List as many as you can think of. Is your family maybe highest on the list? Or maybe some greater good for society as a whole? Or is it having a nice vacation or a new car? I doubt it's the latter, especially as you're a doctor. Most of us want some hopeful future for our families and society as a whole. Next, ask yourself, what are the main threats to what I value? If climate change is not on that list, I think you need to do more reading about climate change. Lastly, ask yourself, what am I doing to protect what I value most? And do my actions really measure up to the threat? If you're not doing what is important to you, you are likely suffering. You are also likely to suffer in the future. So what is standing in the way? As a society, we need to cut our carbon emissions in half by 2030. How far along that path are you? Have you measured it? In all likelihood, there are some delusions standing in the way of action. Perhaps, quote, it's not my fault, so I don't need to do anything. Or, quote, it won't affect me here in Canada. Or maybe, I really deserve that new car, that TV, or that trip to Florida. Look deeper. Go down into the hold of the boat and look at the problem yourself. And frankly, consider meditation. For myself, mindful meditation helps to cut down the anxiety and to get to work. It offers me a path to thoroughly understanding and caring for my subconscious mind, which I feel is the key to good decision-making and wellness. Next, heal your patients in society. Have you noticed how many patients have either anxiety or an anxiety-related illness in the emergency department? It's huge. The best thing you can do for these patients is suggest the diagnosis right away, even if you're not sure. Don't tell them, I don't know what you have, but it's not your heart. Identifying anxiety is the first step to their wellness. It is also part of the climate solution. More than that, we physicians are part of a respected institution whose responsibility extends beyond the patient in front of us to the health and well-being of society as a whole. We as physicians understand health and illness. We can speak out as trusted members of our communities about the risks to health of unchecked global warming. We can do a lot to cure the collective delusion of climate denial and climate paralysis. Lastly, take action in your home and at your work. Big action. Do like we are doing at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, making it a strategic pillar of the hospital. Be creative. Do whatever you are good at. I like to dress up in superhero costumes with a green cape and prance around making people laugh. That works for me. You got to find what works for you. And remember, refuse the things you don't need. Consume less. Reduce, reduce, reduce. Then reuse. And if you can't do any of those, please consider recycling. But it's not really as good as we used to think. You might have started listening to this wanting something simple that you could do in the emergency department, something you could feel good about to alleviate some of the stress. I can tell you three things that you can do tomorrow, today. First, get rid of exam table paper. It doesn't work, and it may actually be detrimental. Get rid of bottled sterile water for wound cleansing. It is no better than tap water and has a huge footprint. Stop using sterile packaged gloves for wound repairs. They're no better than the regular multi-glove boxes. There, do that. It's a good start, but it won't be enough. We all need to stop scrubbing the deck, go down below, and join together to make big changes happen. This is a sure path to both our wellness, our patients' wellness, and the planet's wellness. They are one and the same. Greenward ho. Thank you.